as it happened, he grew orchids and had one ambitious little hothouse.
"I have a fancy," he said over his coffee, "that something is going to happen to me today."
He spoke, as he moved and thought, slowly.
"Oh, don't say that,"
said his housekeeper, who was also his remote cousin. For "something's happening" was a euphemism that meant only one thing to her.
"You misunderstand me. I mean nothing unpleasant. Though what I do mean, I scarcely know. Today," he continued, after a pause, "Peters are going to sell a batch of plants from the Andamans and the Indies. I shall go up and see what they have. It may be I shall buy something good, unawares. That may be it."
He passed his cup for his second cupful of coffee.
"Are these the things collected by that poor young fellow you told me of the other day?"
asked his cousin as she filled his cup.
"Yes,"
he said, and became meditative over a piece of toast.
"Nothing ever does happen to me,"
he remarked presently, beginning to think aloud.